So I think most of us are probably familiar with this passage, the Beatitudes, although we're more familiar with St. Matthew's version. Today we have St. Luke's version. And remember our theme for this year, and it really should be the theme for our entire life. It's what Jesus says, to seek first the kingdom of God. And so Jesus is helping us with his words today to know what it means to seek first the kingdom of God. And he's warning us, he's giving us a caution of thinking too much about this world and the things that are here for us, when our hearts should be first on heaven and becoming a saint so that we can live with God forever in heaven. That's the goal of our life. And what he's saying is if we don't have that goal to go to heaven and to be a saint, we can be distracted by the things of this world and think that the things of this world are the most important. He's not saying that the things of this world are bad, but only when we look at them with an eternal perspective. So with our eyes on eternity, can we make sense of the things of this world? And so he says, blessed are you who are poor, who are hungry, who are crying. Blessed are you when people hate you and they bully you and they cancel you. This doesn't make any sense. And again, he's not saying it's good to be this, but if you are, don't think that your life is over. And so how do we handle when we're having a bad day? How do we handle adversity in our life? Maybe you studied really hard for a test and you didn't do very well. Maybe you practiced really hard for a game and it didn't result the way you wanted it to. How do we handle the adversity in our life? Do we put so much emphasis? Do we make these things in front of us so important that we forget about Jesus and the most important things of this world? It says, woe to you who have everything for yourself right now. Meaning be careful. When you have everything that you want right now, be careful, because it won't last forever and the day will come when you'll be disappointed. So it's okay not to have everything that you want today. And so again, how do you handle that? Do you get mad and sad? Do you fight and kick and scream because you don't get your way? Or do you ask Jesus to help you understand why things are going the way that they are? Do you ask Jesus to help you see with his eyes the situation that you're facing? You know, so again, we can speak of our game last night. What's better? To play your hardest, to be a good teammate, to support each other, or to win? If winning is the most important, then we don't have to support our teammates because we can just do whatever we have to do to win. Or is the team being good better than the win? Of course the win is good. No one wants to lose. But do you win at any cost? Or do you be a good teammate and make sure you're playing every play well and that you're respecting your teammates and your opponent? This is where that new perspective that Jesus gives us. Because in the world, winning is all that matters. But there's something deeper. There's something more important in our life. It's becoming like Jesus. And sometimes when we lose, when we don't pass the test, when we're not the most popular, it helps us to become more like Jesus because it forces us to turn to him and ask him to help us through the difficult times. And that's what's most important, is that we realize that no matter what's going on in our life, that Jesus is with us and he will help us through no matter what. And so we ask for that grace when things don't seem to be going the way that we want them to. We ask Jesus to help us to see them the way that he sees them. Because if we do that, no matter what happens in our life, when we die, when our life is over, we can be confident that we will go to heaven and be happy with Jesus forever. And that's the goal, to go to heaven and to be a saint. So let's pray for that grace to always put God first, to seek first the kingdom, so that one day we will be saints in his kingdom forever. Amen.